All right, the horseshoes are put on what part of the horse?
The horse's feet.
And in other words, that
the horse's hoofs.
Okay, and a name for the male sheep?
Be buck.
And
or
the
ram.
Or ram. Okay, and the female sheep is the
ewe.
And you raise sheep for their
wool.
And how about different names of the hogs? For the male and female and baby?
Well, there's a, the male is a boar hog.
Okay.
The sow.
The sow is for the female.
And
for young dogs, they call them gilts. The yellow sow.
Shoats. Gilts and shoats.
Yes.
How about just a general word for all of them put together? You'd say, I've got a barn.
Bunch of hogs.
And the teeth sometimes are called the
tusk.
And the stiff hair on the back of the neck.
Bristles.
And they eat their food out of a
trough.
And if you had five of them, you might say, we have five trough.
Five troughs, you mean?
Yes.
Five troughs.
Okay. And calf, when it's taken away from its mother?
Weaned.
And what kind of a cry does it make then? What would you say? It starts to... Calf starts to...
Bawl. Calf starts to bawl.
And when a cow is hungry, what does... You say the cow's starting to... I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, ma'am.
Mew, did you mean?
Mew. The cow?
Well.
Like mew.
Mew for the feeder, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, something said beller.
And how about low? Would a cow low? Or would that be when it's...
I've heard that, low, yeah.
Probably. All right, when the horse, at feeding time, the horse starts to...
Winter?
Okay, you would say knicker there.
Knicker, yes. In other words, wiener, wiener, yeah. I can't ever say it anymore.
Wiener?
Wiener, yeah. So
now, another, a word for the hen that's trying to hatch, you'd say she's a...
Hatching hen? Setting hen?
Okay, and how about the building that you keep the chickens in at night? What would you call it?
We just call it a hen house.
Is that
a chicken house?
And how about the container that you'd use to carry the chickens to market or something? A
crate. Chicken crate.
You ever talk about what's a coop?
Yes.
Chicken coop.
Yes.
Is that the same as a crate or the same as the house?
Same thing as a crate.
It's a crate. You know, where I'm from, that'd be the same thing as a hen house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good difference. Now, the children are very happy when they eat chicken if they get a certain bone that they can...
Wishbone.
And do you have any special word for the insides of a pig or a calf that you can eat? A general term for all of them, the liver and the heart and all these. You don't have a special word for the whole thing?
Well, the whole part of the entrails.
Did you ever call them chitlins? Hasslet?
The chickens, I've heard them say the giblets of the chickens.
Giblets.
They use the
chicken.
But I don't never noticed them saying it for pig.
Well, this is chitlins.
Oh.
A little bit different. We use that back when I'm from chitlins.
Oh, I see.
You never call it haslets or harslets? They don't ring any bells. Okay. All right, and when you hear the cows start to making some noise, you might say, looks like it's about
chore time.
Would you ever say fodder time or feed time?
Feeding time.
We usually have several ways of saying the same thing. Now I'm going to let you have a little fun here. If you're going to call the cows to get them in from pasture, what sort of noise would you make? Just pretend you're calling a cow here. Believe it or not, this has a regional distribution throughout the country.
Boss is what we usually holler. Come boss. Some people holler, soup, soup.
And you want to call the cows to make them stand still when you're milking them?
So, boss.